This is the Killed Father Mark Gunn, and today we're going to talk about funny Irish drinking songs. But first, I thought I would go ahead and let you know about the St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival. It starts March 1st. I'm going to be performing on March 1st, 11 a.m. until I think Tuesday it is. I think it is March 1st. So you can watch me on YouTube. I'll be streaming the show for free. If you miss it, don't worry. You can watch it on repeat when over and over again when I finish the show. My plan is to leave it up on YouTube, assuming I can get decent sound quality and all that stuff. I guess I should, you know, test everything before I get started. But we'll get to that later. Today is about, you can find details at stpatricksdayparty.net/festival. Today is about the 18 funny Irish drinking songs blog that I posted on my website, actually last year, but it's one of the few quote-unquote evergreen pieces of content that I have. It's getting some traction, and I thought I'd go ahead and, you know, this is an audio blog, so I'll just, you know, go ahead and talk a little bit about it, because it's a good article, a good list of funny Irish drinking songs. I compiled 18 that I have recorded. I actually want to do a compilation CD with that same title at some point, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. If you're listening to this in the future, maybe I have, so go check it out. If not, no worries. You can follow the link in the show notes just by clicking however over there, markgunn.com, or search funny Irish drinking songs. I think it comes up pretty high on the search results. So, what songs do I have recorded on this? Well, I have Johnny Jump Up. That's one of the first songs that I learned from Christy Moore, in fact, and it tells a great story about what happens when you drink a little bit too much cider. It is a fun song. It's on my album, Happy Songs of Death. Wild Rover is probably one of the most famous funny Irish drinking songs, and it can also get a little bit risque depending on what version you listen to it. Not all of them, but it's a pretty funny song. The Mermaid Song that's one of those that's was a really, really, really old song. I'm drawing a total blank on that old folk archive, but it's one of those. What is that bloody thing called? Child Ballad, that's what I was thinking of. It's a child ballad, number 289, in fact. And that's a great song. And the Renaissance Festival circuit has turned it into something completely different. It's got morphed into a world all its own with new lyrics. And it's a popular song, one of the first ones I learned at Renaissance Festivals. The Sick Note, also in what I learned in the name was the Barrel Song, is a funny story about a guy who sends in a sick note to work saying he can't make it, and this is why, because he's, you know, been mortally beaten up and smashed up and whatnot. Song was actually was written by a man named Pat Cooksey back in the 60s, but I think the story actually is a little bit older than that, but it's a funny song. Irish Lilting is a song that I wrote for my daughter Kenzie. I wrote it so that you have it would be a good children's song, you know, interaction. But obviously, when you talk about good interaction, that works great at pubs, too. It's always fun. People always get a good laugh out of it as they start tapping their heads and stomping their feet and all that good stuff. It's a great song. It's on my album, St. Patrick's Day Songs for Kids. Isn't It Grand Boys? I think the Clancy Brothers made this song famous. And I don't even know if it's really Irish per se, but it's been extremely popular, and it definitely works the celebration of the Irish wake. Now, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits is one of the songs that's really not obviously an Irish song. It is actually based on When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. I basically took the same chord structure and rewrote the melody and the lyrics to suit myself, and it's made it on a few blogs of the other people saying, hey, funny Irish drinking songs, check out this one. And lo and behold, and since that's on there, I put on Everybody Needs a Drinking Song, which is another Hobbit drinking song that works great at pubs or wherever. Finnegan's Wake is a classic funny Irish drinking song that is played by just about every band out there, from the traditional to the Celtic rock. It's about a guy who, you know, who dies, but, you know, you start wasting alcohol, and he's going to come back to life saying, "What the heck you doing?" It's a zombie song, someone called it. I love that description. Big Strong Man, or My Brother Sylvester, was one of the songs that I first heard on an album called Irish Drinking Songs. Turns out, it was written at the beginning of the 20th century for some sort of vaudeville musical, and somehow it's made it into the Irish music scene, and whatever it takes. Lord of the Pounce is a funny version of Lord of the Dance, which is based on a Shaker tune called Simple Gifts. And, of course, again, everyone has pretty much learned the original song. It's very popular. It's not very funny until you turn it into a song about cats. And then it becomes one of my most popular songs for my cat collection, the Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers series. Drunken Sailor is an old sea shanty. And it's another one that, one of the great things about like sea shanties is that they're very easy to redo the lyrics and such and make them all new and interesting, and you can, you know, what do you do with a drunken sailor? Well, you can pretty much anything you want. You can insert your own lyrics into it, and consequently, there are like hundreds of verses of that song if you look around. And I've added my own to by mixing it in with a lot of sci-fi stuff. Kilted for Her Pleasure is one of the songs that I wrote when I started wearing a kilt in 1999, about 10 years later, actually, I wrote that song for my album, Kilted for Her Pleasure, and it explains why people love their kilt so much. It was sort of my response to the Scotsman, which I don't play nearly as much, and I, interestingly, is not on this list, but probably should be, even though it's, you know, Scottish. You know, the song was written by I'm drawing a blank on the artist's name, made famous by Brian Bowers, who incidentally is also an auto harpist, so just so you know. Monaghan's Mother's Milk, again, is it's a funny drinking song, maybe not Irish, but it's my love of Firefly and whatnot, and I think it's a good song all around. The Woodland Devil is a song I learned is written by Mick Ryan. I learned it from a band called Linty back on mp3.com years ago, and they did a beautiful version of the song. It is funny as all get out about a woman who, you know, makes a deal with the devil to, you know, get lots of sex, basically. Beer, Beer, Beer is actually an old music hall song that has been taken over by the Irish about the origins of beer being from a man named Charlie Mops. And it is a classic sing-along. The chorus, of course, beer, 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 tiddly beer, 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 or however you do it. There's lots of different versions, and I added a little rhythm to the one that I do on my album. What is it? That's on Kilted for Her Pleasure as well. It's a great song. Again, if you ever get a chance to listen and sing, you will have fun with it. Close Your Eyes is not a drinking song, but it's as funny as can be. So it was a song written by Daniel Glasser, who is a filker, and obviously it's about a lullaby about demons underneath the bed. And finally, this is a Irish drinking songs, this is a song called St. Patrick Never Drank. You know, St. Patrick's Day is ironic because, of course, you know, on St. Patrick's Day, everyone goes out and gets drunk, right? But there St. Patrick was, and did he actually drink? Probably not, because he was a monk. But actually probably had maybe some watered down beer or something, because that was probably fairly standard. But, you know, the idea of getting drunk on St. Patrick's Day is really kind of ironic for a sainted day of sorts. So those are my pick of funny Irish drinking songs. I'd love to know yours. You can go post your favorite funny Irish drinking songs in the show notes over at markgun.com. And that's about it. I hope you enjoy this. If you did, then you can subscribe over at keltfather.com. You can post a review on iTunes, which is always appreciated. And if you want to support me, then become a patron of my music and such over on Patreon. Go to markgun.net. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.